This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Good evening. It's Sunday, April 21st. I'm Sean Rice with your top stories on KRDO News Radio. Colorado Springs police say one person was transported to a local hospital with, quote, life-threatening injuries after being hit by a car in the area of South Circle Drive and Winnipeg Drive just after 10:20 p.m. on Saturday night. According to Colorado Springs police, officers arrived on scene at around 10:38. Officers then discovered members of the American Medical Response and Colorado Springs Fire Department providing medical treatment to the injured pedestrian before transporting them to a local hospital. Police say due to the nature of the crash, their major crash team was contacted and assumed that investigation. The driver of the car remained on scene and did cooperate with police during their investigation. Officers add that alcohol does not appear to be a factor in the crash. To help support the influx of undocumented students in Colorado schools, the legislature has allocated $24 million to go to schools across the state. The funding comes from the state's yearly budget, and it will go to every school that has a presence of, quote, new arrivals, or students who are not proficient in English and have been in the United States for less than a year. According to that budget allocation, each school in Colorado will be given amounts of funding associated with the amount of undocumented students that are present in their school after February 2024. That funding range is between $15,000 and $750,000 per school based on the need. For example, if a school has more than 500 undocumented students, they will be given $750,000. This budget allocation was signed by Colorado Governor Jared Polis, and the amount given to each school will be finalized by May 1st, all done by the Colorado Department of Education. Sunday morning at approximately 6:05 a.m., Colorado Springs police officers responded to a robbery in the 1700 block of South Nevada Avenue in Colorado Springs. Their investigation revealed two suspects entered a business, threatened employees, and then left with an undisclosed amount of money and merchandise. Springs police say their investigation into who is responsible remains ongoing. Unlike their crowd that drowned out the Los Angeles Lakers pregame introductions, the defending NBA champion Denver Nuggets were a little bit late to the playoff party on Saturday night. They then turned up their offense and defense after a sputtering start, powering past the Lakers 114-103 behind Nikola Jokic's 32 points and 12 rebounds in the Western Conference playoff opener. It's their ninth consecutive triumph over the Lakers. Game two is on Monday night in Denver at Ball Arena. The action begins at 8 p.m. For more headlines, head on over to KRDO.com. I'm Sean Rice. Have a great Sunday.
From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Nick Carter. Skies continue to clear across eastern Colorado. Temperatures, they get up into the 50s, dropping down to the 40s over the next few hours. Then for tonight, clear skies, light winds, lows in the upper 30s. For Monday, lots of sunshine. It's going to be warmer too, with high temperatures in the mid-70s. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms late in the afternoon, breezy with a high of 65. And then Wednesday through Friday, partly to mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. That's your forecast on KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings, KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons on KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.